Security has been something that has been more and more in the center of what Microsoft thinks about over the last couple of years. Clearly, last summer was a great illustration of, even though we had changed some of our engineering practices and we would have some security pushes and some bug bashes and put code out that had been scrutinized, we were still vulnerable to attack. Last summer was a pretty heated summer and our customers were pretty unhappy. Time to exploit went from, in some cases almost a year to down to a very small set of days, which meant that the engineering teams didn't have a lot of time to think about how to fix the problem and write code that they felt could stand the test of time. And so that wasn't going to be good for the quality of our product, and it wasn't going to be good for our customers. And it certainly put us in the reaction mode. So what we decided was that we really needed to think differently about how we did security or how we thought about security within Windows. And it wasn't enough. It was great to have taken some steps to refine our engineering practices, and it was great to think differently and do threat modeling and change a lot of the behaviors or fix a lot of the known bugs. But we really needed to be a lot more holistic about how we thought about the code and kind of go on the offensive. How could we turn this into a chess game where we were able to set up a strategy that would help us long term, cut down on the number of immediate exploits, or at least give us more time in order to patch or fix the software or the holes that are found with safeguards in place? So we took a look at Windows and we said, okay, what are the major attack vectors? And there were things around email, around IM, around browsing, network attacks, and memory attacks. And we said, well, let's take a look at those. And instead of fixing bugs in those areas, what additional technologies or shields can we apply over top of the operating system? So even though there may be vulnerabilities inside the code, there's something that prevents you from getting to that vulnerability from the outside. So that was kind of the genesis and the difference of SP2 and why it's such a big deal, because it graduates from the practices that we put into place and adds another set of protective shields over the top. It's by no means the end-all be-all. It is a step in a very long journey. And I do liken it to a chess game. We make a move, the hacker community makes a move, the customers make a move, and the goal is to try and get it to the point where we can at least make moves that are more proactive and less of a reactive kind.